Thank you for listening to Life Improvement Radio. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Radio's version of Perfection, the Revenue Generating Hour. Hello there. I'm Mark O'Donnell, president and founder of a little networking organization in Tampa Bay, Florida, whose goal is networking domination by 2020. Welcome to another edition of the Revenue Generating Hour. As you can hear by the chimes in the office here, it's 4 o'clock, and we are being joined by one of RGA's extraordinaire coaches, Mr. Paul Levin from I Deserve a Perfect Life. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell us what it's all about, I Deserve a Perfect Life.
Oh, thank you for the question, Mark. It's all about finding happiness. It's really about discovering the amazing power that each one of us has within ourselves to literally create our own perfect life. I believe that the answers in life lie in the questions that we ask. So if it's okay with you, can I start with two questions?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Can your life, not just you, Mark, but all the listeners, can your life be any better than it is right now? I mean, really, just take a moment while you're listening to the show here and ask yourself that question. See what thoughts come up in your mind. And then assuming that you've answered yes to that, the next question would be, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want added to your life that would make your life better right now? Well, Mark, would it be okay with you if I share with you a little bit about about my childhood?
And absolutely.
What it is that enables me to talk about this right now. You see, I started off, I believe I had a very difficult childhood. But I believe completely today, I believe completely that everything that has happened in my childhood and growing up and getting to where I'm at today has made me the person that I am today and actually enables me to talk about this topic with authority. When I was little, my mother was always sick. In fact, I have really no visual memory of her at all to this day. And when I was 9, she passed away. Going through high school and junior high, I was bullied by the kids in school. And of course, we all know what bullying does to someone's self-esteem. So with the death of my mother and then throw in the bullying, believe me, by the time I hit adulthood or even late teens, my spirit was crushed. When I was 15, my family decided that they no longer wanted me around and sent me off to a boarding school in another country. Even my family didn't want me around. And as an adult, I had no clue what true happiness really was. In fact, there was a huge part of me who really felt that I wasn't worthy of being happy. Isn't that a sad thought?
That's terrible.
I know. But as I said, everything that happened in my life has brought me to where I am today. When my mother was sick, I learned compassion for those who are hurting. When I was bullied in school, I actually learned how to talk myself out of trouble, which enables me to be a speaker today. When I was sent away to another country, I learned that I could rely on me to get through and that I would get me through everything. And I did. And as an adult, not really knowing what happiness was, it showed me the pain that other people were living with every single day, just like I was.
So how can you help our listeners, Paul?
Well, the thing is this, Mark. There are rules that govern how life actually works. There are tools and techniques that could be used to affect how you experience the things that occur in your life. And you can actually bring into your life fantastic experiences that would not have come in otherwise. You can literally manifest your own perfect life. Suppose you got a new toy, like a new cell phone, or I just got a new operating system on my Mac this morning. And you take it out of the box, or in my case, I boot the computer, but I have no clue what all the new features are. I don't know how to use it. How will I possibly get full enjoyment out of this new operating system or my new phone unless I know how to use the thing? And that same analogy applies to our life. And the really cool thing is right now, this is the first time in history that more and more people are waking up to these powerful principles and using them to control their lives, to direct their lives. So for everyone listening, I mean, are the pressures of life weighing you down? Is work just totally bumming you out? Or having to pay bills? Or maybe it's other people in your life that are just getting you down? To be perfectly clear, whatever it is that might be stealing your happiness, your joy, your passion from your life, it could be changed very simply into the things you want.
Well, you have my interest, Paul. How does that get done?
Awesome. There's three key concepts that affect the results you experience in life. Concept number three, perspective. How you view something. Imagine you're looking at a house. You're standing about 50 feet away, and you're looking straight on at the side of the house. And from this perspective, all you can see is the one wall. And you assume there's a house there. And as you walk closer to the house, you move a little bit closer to the front or possibly to the back. And, oh, it's not a house at all. It's just one of those walls that they put up at like Hollywood for a set. You misinterpreted what you saw and had a perception of it that wasn't real. The difference between that example and the things that we deal with in our lives are emotions. Take a second right now and think about all the things in your life that you'd like to change. Do you have emotions tied to those thoughts? Are they negative emotions? Anger, sadness, loneliness, grief, or just being pissed off about it? Emotions are a huge part of the creation process. And there are simple techniques for dealing with those emotions, those negative emotions. And there are simple techniques that will enable you to experience the positive emotions, which are happiness, joy, love, and peace, and gratefulness. One of the tools that I share with regards to perspectives is how to change your perspective anytime you want. And at any time, give yourself a perspective that serves you, that's beneficial to you. Dr. Wayne Dyer used to say, change how you look at things, and the things you look at change. Mark, how are we doing on time? Do we want to take a... No, we've got plenty of time. I could go into concept number two if we have another couple minutes here before the commercial break.
Paul, that was great information. So what's next?
Okay, cool. Concept number two is the survival mechanism. Let's face it, we're human. Actually, to be more accurate, we are having a human experience. And in that human experience, a key component is that we have a mind. And the mind has a very specific job, a very specific task. And what that task is to ensure your survival. If you were a caveman or a cavewoman, in that reality of being a caveman or cavewoman, almost every minute of your day and night would be filled with the fear of being eaten by a huge animal or dying some other gruesome death like falling off a cliff. Behind the snap of every twig could be certain death. Wouldn't you agree that that person has reason to fear? Right, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Right? So of course they have reason to fear. And the truth is that the DNA that caveman or cavewoman had, that DNA still exists in our bodies. It still exists in our minds. In fact, there's a... Yeah, absolutely. Get this. There's a part of the brain called the reptilian brain. And this, it's analogous. It's completely identical, actually, to that analogous part of the brain that exists in a reptile, in the lizards we have here in Florida. And parallel to... And the purpose of that part of the brain, the reptilian brain, is survival. Just that. Breathing, the heart rate, and running from danger, and, you know, eating when we're hungry and things like that. It's survival. And parallel to that part of the brain, in the psychology or in the psyche, is a part of the mind whose sole purpose is instinct and survival. And the truth is, it runs our lives. Now, there's some good news and some bad news. Which would you like first?
I would take the good news.
Okay. The good news is that your mind has done an awesome job of ensuring your survival your entire life. Because if it hadn't, you wouldn't be listening to this program.
Right.
The bad news is that your mind, in doing its job of ensuring your survival, could not care less about what you want or what makes you happy. And there are techniques that I will share with you that will put you back in control.
Okay, so that's very interesting, Paul. We're going to have to take a short little break, and we will be back with more of Paul Levin and I Deserve a Perfect Life after this. Welcome back to another edition of Radio's Version of Perfection. The Revenue Generating Hour is sponsored in part by RGANetwork.net, Life Improvement Radio, and small businesses across the Tampa Bay area, including I Deserve a Perfect Life. Mr. Paul Levin, welcome back, Paul. We're kind of deep into this, and I'm already thinking caveman lizard, and you're about to rock my world with some more information. Do you want to get back to just telling us why we deserve a perfect life?
Yeah, well, the reason you deserve a perfect life is it's not why. I mean, I think it's there's no reason to explain why you deserve a perfect life. We just do. Sure. I deserve a perfect life. I don't have to justify that to anyone. And the cool thing is, it's up to you to create it, and I can show you how.
I like it.
So we're going to pick up, if we may, with concept number one, the most important of the three concepts. Good?
Okay, good.
All right. So concept number one, which is responsible for the number one reason or thing that steals your happiness and joy in life, happens to also be the same thing that you can use to restore happiness and joy to your life. And that is the understanding that all of your experiences in life come from your beliefs. I realize that idea might be a little difficult to accept. And trust me, I can show it to you in my five-hour program, as well as the mentorship program I have. We go through that in depth, and you actually see that for yourself. But continuing on here, your beliefs, our beliefs that exist in our minds, are like programs in a computer. Programs in our mind, or our minds, that run when something in our life occurs that triggers the program. It's estimated that some 80% of our programs, like give you an example here. Suppose when you were 3 years old, you asked your father for something, and he said, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, prior to the age of 5, you had no ability to filter that. You just took that straight in and turned it into a belief. Money doesn't grow on trees. And you've lived your life with that programming ever since. I actually believe that the programming in our minds actually begins before we're born. But just sticking to small children, the things your parents have told you, your teachers have told you, religious leaders, and even friends, they just went straight into the mind and got saved away like a computer program to run the rest of your life. There are two types of beliefs, empowering and disempowering. Empowering beliefs move you towards your perfect life. They move you towards what you want. Disempowering beliefs block you from your perfect life. In fact, to be more accurate, they literally repel the things you want away from you. So replacing a disempowering belief with an empowering one is a very simple process. What I have found not to be as simple is the finding those disempowering beliefs. And the reason it's not so simple is because we can only find them when something in our experience triggers them to come up. And even then, since the mind's job is to ensure your survival, it's going to lie and not show you the real belief. But once you find that belief, that disempowering false belief, it's a trivial thing I can show you in just minutes to have it be gone, no longer affecting you. So there's two hard parts to this. The first is finding the disempowering beliefs, and the second is having the discipline and then having it be automatic to apply the tools and techniques every moment, in the moment, when something comes up in your life, and to do that completely automatically. And that comes from both practice and guidance, which is why I've put together a mentorship program that provides the knowledge, the experience, and the support for you to manifest your perfect life. Would it be okay with you, Mark, if I take a couple minutes and share with you a little bit about that mentorship program?
Yes, please do.
Thank you. The name of the program is Life Application Training for Creating Your Perfect Life. And this program is for two groups of people. The first is, I'm asking, do you feel that life has you down? Is unhappiness or being unhappy your predominant feeling? If that's the case, then this program can change all of that for you. But you have to want it to change. You have to want to be happy. You have to want your life to be perfect. And if that's the case, then I can give you the tools and techniques and processes and hold your hand and walk you through it all until it's automatic for you. And if happiness is already your predominant feeling, but you realize that life can be so much more, well, then this program will propel you forward to the actual manifestation of your perfect life. The mentorship programs begins with the learning of the core principles, and we'll go through a deep understanding of the process of creation. Just like there are scientific laws that govern how your car works, there are laws that govern what your experience of life is. There'll be exercises for you to do every day in between the sessions, which we'll do weekly. And these exercises will enable you to experience the core principles. You'll learn the tools and techniques that enable creation and enable you to create anything you desire. Then we'll apply what we've learned to every situation that comes up in your life. And I'll tell you something, Mark, and this is something I've seen so many times, both in my students and in my own life. It is a whole lot easier to see someone else's disempowering belief than to see your own. And so in a group session, the members of the group can help you see your disempowering beliefs, and you will help others see theirs. And together with my assistants, we will go through the processes of applying the techniques to turn things around instantly. I was in Los Angeles this past weekend for a workshop. And while I was there, First of all, I was having a phenomenal, wonderful weekend. I was amazed at what I had created for myself. I had put together an Airbnb with six people that I had never physically met before, but they trusted me to send me their money, and we were all in this house together. We were having a great time. One of the people had a major blowout with her roommate. Now, it's her roommate both in the Airbnb and back at home. And some people will find themselves in a life dynamic where they're treated poorly by someone else. And that's a thing that we create. That's a thing that some of us create in our life. I don't know what that rustling noise is there in the background. But with the at first, when I spoke to her, because, you know, I'm kind of like the leader because I put together the house. So she's telling me what happened, and she's obviously very upset. But as we spoke over the next couple of hours, she became empowered. She became enthusiastic about what was coming down the road. And she made some decisions about what she wanted. And we turned everything around for her. And it was an amazing thing. There are other videos. That testimony, by the way, I do have on video, but it's not on my website yet. My website is ideserveaperfectlife.com. And there are several video testimonies there currently, and I'll be getting the one from her up on the website shortly.
Where is most of the training done, Paul?
The mentorship program, the first 6 weeks will be the teaching portion, and that's going to be one-on-one, and that can be done online. We can do that over the telephone or using computer technology. If you prefer and you're local to me, then we can arrange a time to physically meet. And I feel that physically meeting is better because, you know, face-to-face, you can do a whole lot more. But we can also do a whole lot face-to-face over things like Skype and tools like that.
Sure. So we're going to Paul, let's give your website again, just, you know, at the end of the broadcast and other ways to contact you. ideserveaperfectlife.com.
Yes, and my phone number.
Spelled out. And what's your phone number that you'd like to tell everyone?
The phone number is 813-841-5583. And yes, I deserve a perfect life, has no spaces in it. It's all blurred together as one word. ideserveaperfectlife.com.
I like it. And you're located in the Tampa Bay market, correct?
Absolutely. I'm in Holiday and can get anywhere in the Tampa Bay area.
Just around the corner from everywhere.
Precisely.
So we're tonight we're here with Paul Levin. He's an RGA member extraordinaire. Primarily, he's been to almost every chapter, but primarily he does the Newport Richey chapter, our Wesley Chapel group. You've been at the Lutz Early Morning group.
Yep.
So you can meet Paul face to face and see the truly remarkable program he offers. We're going to step back and take a minute. So we'll be right back with Radio's version of Perfection, the Revenue Generating Hour, here on lifeimprovementradio.com. Welcome back to the Revenue Generating Hour, sponsored by RGANetwork.net, a different kind of professional business networking. We believe in friendship, fellowship, that which leads to connections and referrals. So for more information about our exciting organization, visit us online at www.rganetwork.net. Tonight we're featuring Mr. Paul Levin from I Deserve a Perfect Life. Paul, welcome back. We've like kind of rocked our world with some of your information. I can't wait to find out how we can take these classes.
Well, thank you, Mark. Yes, the program There are coaches and trainers out there charging $500 a month and up. And I'm sure they're very good. My program, my mentorship program, though, because I want to make it available to everyone, is only $197 a month. For your listeners, Mark, for the listeners of this show and the podcast, I want to give you a special gift. Prior to signing up, prior to making any decisions, give me a call. Let's talk for 15 minutes. I'll give you a free 15-minute training session. We'll have a conversation. We'll see where you're at, and we'll talk about what I can do to produce for you or help you produce your own perfect life. So we gave the website and phone number before. Should I do that again now, Mark?
I would, just for easy reference.
Okay. The website is ideserveaperfectlife.com, and the phone number is 813-841-5583.
I like it. So we'll also put it on RGA's Facebook page. And, of course, you can find him in a well-known website called rganetwork.net into our business directory.
Cool.
So, Paul, you know, we kind of have a tradition here on the Revenue Generating Hour by answering a couple personal questions. Do you feel comfortable as a life coach to answering some personal questions?
Totally. I'm an open book, Mark, please.
Okay, I like it. So you've told us what you do and how you can help us, and you kind of shared with us about your childhood, but what made you pull the trigger to get into this business?
Well, about 3 years ago, after getting divorced, we sold the house, I moved out on my own, and I moved out with the intention that I was going to 100% completely recreate who I was. I had spent my entire life really not knowing what happiness was, and I wasn't happy with me. I wasn't happy with who I was. I wasn't happy with the life I lived. And I wasn't willing to live another day without taking every effort I could to change that. And I set out to learn about a thing called manifestation. And it took about 6 months or so till I got onto a good line of learning. But it's amazing. I've learned it. I do it. And now I teach it.
I like it. So those of us listening, you know, I'm all about referral-based marketing. Who would take your business to the next level? Who could we introduce you to? Somebody's sitting out there on the fence, and they, you know, are certainly going to take advantage of your offer. But when we're out, you know, working our business, who can we connect you to?
Well, first of all, it's all about individuals. It's about people. It's people who are happy or not happy. So my life's work is to change people's lives. Now, I was at a networking meeting, not an RGA meeting, because sort of the RGA people wouldn't ask me this question. But I was at another networking meeting the other week, and I was asked, well, do you want to speak to individuals or businesses? And I said, both. And they said, well, you can't have both. And I said, well, yes, I certainly can have both, because businesses are just filled with employees, and employees are individuals. And so I would very much like to talk to HR, human resources departments of medium and large companies that could bring me in to speak to their employees, to their individuals. And any business where a vast majority, actually critical mass, so it doesn't have to even be a majority, a critical mass of the employees are coming from happiness and joy, 90% of your problems in the business will go out the window. They'll be gone. They just won't happen. And the remaining 10% that do happen, they'll get fixed so much easier, so much quicker, because your staff are coming from positive energy and creating that around them. Just think of the effect on your customers.
Right. A happy happy employee makes for happy customers.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's a lot of folks who do motivation, you know, these kind of things. What makes you different?
Well, motivational speaking is phenomenal, and I'm a student of many motivational speakers. This is not quite motivational. This is something beyond that. This is going down into the, I'm going to say, deep levels of the psyche, and yet it's so easy to get to it when you know how and what the issues are. So this is not, you know, deep psychotherapy or anything like that. This is just listening, really, and doing some exercises, and you will see the truth of what I say, because you'll experience it yourself, and it will change your life. If there's one thing you might want to look at in order to kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about here, I want to say like 10 plus years ago, maybe 15 years ago, there was the movie The Secret. And it was actually there where I first heard the word manifestation and that you can create what you want. So this is not quite motivation. It's something more than that.
I like it. So, you know, we both kind of have similar, you know, not so happy childhood. I mean, I always say everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. As do you. Mm-hmm. And I think there's, you know, that glass is half full, half empty. I'm kind of the person that takes a glass and drinks it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, there is some water left.
I'm going to have it.
I used to carry water. That's a valuable resource right there. Drink
yes.
it. So when, you know, I can see, because I've met you, I've been in a room with you. Your aura is amazing. You have that kind of perfect energy for this. Tell us like one of your big success stories, because somebody's sitting out there thinking, gosh, maybe I don't know if this is for me, this is not for me. Tell us a success story. Share with us one of the people who loved what you did.
Well, I was telling you about this lady in L.A. right now who just totally turned her situation around in the space of a couple of hours. I've had people in my workshops. One gentleman came in. I had known him and his wife from another meetup group that we were all attending. And every time I saw him, he would have a melancholy look on his face. All right. That he was sad. You know, you could pick this up. You just look at people's faces. You can pick up what emotion they're feeling.
Sure.
And every time I saw him, he was this way. And, I offered one of my programs, which is Change How You Think, Change Your Life, to this meetup group. And she came to me and she said, well, I'd like my husband to go. And I said, well, right now the offer is, you know, buy one, get one free. You could buy a ticket for your husband, but you need to come with him. Because it doesn't cost her any more to come. And I really wanted her there with him. So the both of them came to the event. And at the end of the event, usually when I do events, I'm way too busy to interact with people unless they stay late, right? And they did not. As soon as the event was over, they were out the door. I did not get an opportunity to see what they thought of it or what experiences they had or anything. About 2 weeks later, I met them at the meetup again, and he had a big smile on his face. And every time I have seen him since, I just saw him about 2 weeks ago now, and it's been 6 months since he was at the event. And I said, are you still using it? He goes, absolutely, every day, big grin on his face, totally positive emotion in him. He's happy now. And he's like in his 80s. He's, you know, an older man, right?
Right.
He had spent all of his life in that depressed state because something that happened to him a long, long, long time ago. And it's no longer affects him anymore.
That's amazing.
Isn't
right
it?
There. So each broadcast, and I don't know if we have time, we'll have to do it on our closing broadcast. Minutes. So, Paul, I'm just trying to think. I've seen some amazing transformations after the little seminars you've put on weekends up here with other RGA members. You know, they come back and say, oh, my God.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
When is one of those for those local? Do you have one scheduled during the holiday season?
Well, right now I'm taking advance or doing advance ticket sales for upcoming events. There's nothing scheduled right now, but if you're interested in either Change How You Think, Change Your Life, which is a two-hour program, or Manifesting Your Perfect Life, which is a five-hour program, I will take advance ticket sales right now for those. The other thing, of course, that I'm offering right now is the mentorship program. And the mentorship program is very similar to Manifesting Your Perfect Life, the five-hour program, with the addition of life application.
I like it. So, Paul, we're going to step away here again. You're listening to the Revenue Generating Hour on lifeimprovementradio.com, and we'll be back. Welcome back to Revenue Generating Hour, sponsored in part by LifeImprovementRadio.com, RGANetwork.net, and IDeserveAPerfectLife.com. Today's guest is Mr. Paul Levin. He's the founder and owner of I Deserve a Perfect Life. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Mark.
Paul, we were just talking, one, about the amazing success you've had with people attending your seminars and listening to your coaching on I Deserve a Perfect Life. You shared with us a great story about a success story. I think people are very interested. For those maybe sitting on the fence, give them some advice on why they should call you.
There's an amazing book out there called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. And in this book, it's an interview, it's actually an interrogation by Napoleon Hill of the devil. And in the book, very early on in the book, the devil talks about how once he has someone in his control, and this, what I do is not religious, but the metaphor is perfect, so I'm going to go with the devil thing, okay? The metaphor is just perfect. And if you listen to that book, you'll find out that what we think about the devil is not at all what the devil says he is in that book. But he says that once he has a person in his grasp, they can't get out. They are not able to free themselves. And it's only through the help of someone else revealing to them the truth and showing them the truth that they remember who they really are, and that they do not have to be under that control, that it's entirely up to them to choose. So I do what I do because there were people in my life who revealed the truth to me and helped me, and it's my task in life, it's my chosen task in life, my desire and my passion to help as many people as I can to not have to live the life that I did.
Do you think that, you know, you told us you were divorced and this is what kind of catapulted you into this. Were you unhappy in your divorce from the very beginning, or because I know a lot of it stems from childhood, but, you know, to completely make the transformation you have, you know, there was a lot that I'm sure you reached into the past, into your marriage as well.
Oh, sure. Now, not only do we create our own perfect reality when we do that, we also create our own not so perfect realities. So I knew before I even got married, and it was a 28-year marriage. Ask me why. Don't ask me why I stayed. I can give you the answer, but okay, 28-year bad marriage. I knew 6 months in. That this was not going well. In fact, I really knew before I even got married, but I didn't look at the signs. And if I was looking at the signs, we wouldn't have gotten married.
Right.
So for 28 years, it was a bad marriage. But I created that, and I chose to live in it. And I chose to live in it because I was going to stay until my kids were old enough to be on their own. I looked forward to the divorce. For probably 5 years before the divorce, I had been planning it. Down to every detail. And I probably 2 years before the divorce, I was already planning how I was going to start recreating my life and changing who I was and all of that. When I did set out on my own, I set out with two things. One was the word manifestation that came from the movie The Secret 10 years prior. And the other was a Bible verse. I'd spent 25 years as a practicing born-again Christian, and the Bible verse was, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." And I set out with those two things, and that's exactly what happened. I learned how to renew one's mind and did that, and learned all about manifestation and did that.
That's amazing. So in these workshops coming up in 2018, share with us your Facebook page.
Sure. Well, if you go to the website, which is ideserveaperfectlife.com, close to the bottom, or you can use the links, that the menu at the top, there's a section for links or social media, and there you could click on the link to get to the Facebook page. Or from Facebook, just search for I Deserve a Perfect Life. On the Facebook, it's the name of the page. So there's no .com, it's just facebook.com/I Deserve a Perfect Life. And that will get you to the page. And please, everybody, like my page.
I'll share it on the Revenue Generating Hour.
Excellent. Facebook page.
All right. So we always take our guests here and we say, we're going to play a little game. You know, it's working with me, so it's kind of easy game. But we want you to share with the audience two truths and a lie. And we have to, based on our conversation here today, how we can figure out which one's the lie. Yep. So do you need an example?
No, I'm all prepared for this.
Okay.
You told me to be prepared for this.
I did. And just so you guys know, Paul goes, "Well, I really don't lie." I was like, "It's a game, Paul. Like, yes. We're playing it." He's like, "I turned over a new leaf.
I don't lie." That's right. The only truth comes out of my mouth. Anyway, here we go. At the age of 17, I attempted to walk across the border into Jordan and was stopped by soldiers. That's number one. Okay. Number two, I was married twice and have three children. Number three, I was listed in Who's Who in colleges and universities.
Okay, so you're geeky enough to be listed in Who's Who colleges and universities. Is that a truth?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And the first one again was you tried to walk across into Jordan.
Into Jordan.
Okay, so you're Jewish, so that kind of sounds like something you would do. Like,
yep.
In a Jewish thing, and you were only married once, so the second one's not true because you said you were married twice. Or do you have a starter wife and we don't know about it?
Well, you see, I didn't say one way or another. I never said if it was only one divorce or two.
That's right, but you know, most people just assume that it's one divorce.
Well, it was only one divorce, and the other two are true.
I see. I'm pretty good at this game, and I had no knowledge of which one was true or which one was false. So you really walked into Jordan, and they stopped you.
Like, we didn't get into Jordan. We got within 2 miles of it, and we were sent back.
I mean, what did they say? I'm sorry, you can't.
It was actually the Israeli soldiers who stopped us.
Yeah.
And it's like, "Well, where are you going?" I said, "Well, we're just going to walk to Jordan." And they're like, "No, you're not." All right. And it's like, "Well, we're Americans." This is back in the 1970s when being an American was a good thing in the world.
Sure.
And we said, "Well, we're Americans." And they said, "Doesn't matter. You turn around and go back because you're not going to cross the border." And so they sent us back.
Now, I'm sure it was a little more detailed than that. Knowing you, you probably got in some sort of, "Well, what, you know, here's what we're going to do."
Well, there's a little town at the south of Israel called Eilat, and it's a tourist town. And even in the 1970s, it was a tourist town. And I would always go there on school vacations, because that's the country I was in, that's the country I got sent to for boarding school, was Israel. I would always go there for vacations from school and work in the hotels. And you'd look across the water, which was just 2-3 miles away. It's just right across the Gulf, was Aqaba. And I'd always wondered what Eilat looked like from Aqaba. And so a couple of my friends and I, we decided we were going to walk to Aqaba. And we didn't make it. We were sent back.
But that's a good story.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I could see you doing that. I could also see you, like, doing, you know, did you apply to be in all the Who's Who's books, or what did you do in university that they chose you?
I had a 4.0 average and was on the dean's list for all semesters.
See, and that got you into how many books? Yeah. How many? I have a child, but how many times did you tell that to your children?
You know, I'd never rub that one in on them at all. The story I really told them more was how I slept through college.
Because it was too easy?
It was too boring. The professor would be up there yakking away, and I'd just doze off, because he'd put me to sleep. And then I'd wake up 5 minutes before the end of the class, I'd scan the boards and say, okay, I got it. And go home and get an A on my test.
See, some people can do it. Don't try that at home.
No,
to all of our collegiate listeners.
But with all of that, you were right, I'm geeky enough, right? With all of that, it took me 50 plus years to go from unhappy to happy.
See? But you could probably do better in your studies if you took your course, because if you had a perfect life, you could pay attention with perfect clarity.
Yes, that's true.
So I would like to thank our guest today, Mr. Paul Levin. He's not only a friend, an RGA member extraordinaire. I Deserve a Perfect Life. Check out his website. Certainly check out his Facebook page. There's a couple bios on there that are very well worth reading.
Phone number again?
Yes, what's the phone number again?
813-841-5583.
I like it. So, Paul, thank you very much. Thanks to Eric, Life Improvement Radio. We're very excited about this. We're going to share this so you guys have something to download and listen to on your way to work. Paul, when you're out and about at our networking functions, I would hope you would tell people about the radio show and how easy and painless it was. Most
Absolutely.
People think it's very hard. I've posted Paul's information on our Revenue Generating Activities Facebook page. I will then share it to our RGA page in Tampa. Paul, any final thoughts? Like for somebody who's struggling out there, maybe you can give them a couple tips to help them.
The key question in life is, what do you want? Now, you know, there's a little bit more to make that work, and just give me a call. We'll talk for 15 minutes. I'll give you some key principles that you can take with you. But ultimately, in every situation you find yourself in, ask yourself, what do I want right now?
I like it. All right, on behalf of RGA, lifeimprovementradio.com, Paul Levin at I Deserve a Perfect Life. Our motto is Network Abundantly, We Dare You. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Life Improvement Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from Life Improvement Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by the producers, writers, or editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the expressed written consent of Life Improvement Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.